if he did this according to the Constitution, right?
Right.
And you read that, he's going to be president. And I know the people don't see this right now. They're like, oh my gosh, it's over with. We're done. They voted. But listen, stop listening to the mainstream media, because we haven't gone through the 10 days of dispute over the objections.
Right.
And Kamala Harris still has not stepped down from the Senate. Mm-hmm. Why hasn't she stepped down from the Senate yet? You know, she's supposed to resign by now. She still hasn't done it.
Right.
Why not? If they're so sure of the plan, you know, she would have stepped down.
Right.
And she can't be. Her father's from Jamaica, her mom's from India, and they weren't born in the United States.
Right.
She can't be vice president or president.
True.
So that's all I wanted to share.
Okay. Well, thank you.
All right.
Take care.
All right. Bye.
See you. Callers, hold on. I've got to hit this break. We'll be back as soon as we can.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
News. I'm Roger Stern. A source tells Fox News that Vice President Mike Pence will attend Joe Biden's inauguration. That will be another break with President Trump, who will leave the White House a day early and is reported to be angry with the Vice President for not trying to block certification of Biden's victory. Meanwhile, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, who has called for the President's removal, is going further.
He has done something so serious that there should be prosecution against him.
Pelosi talking to CBS's 60 Minutes. Search boats are converging on the Java Sea following the crash of a passenger jet in Indonesia.
Traffic controllers lost contact with that Boeing 737-500 with its 62 people on board just 4 minutes after it took off from Jakarta.
Fox's Ryan Chilcote. America is listening to Fox News.
Who can you trust anymore when you have healthcare questions with all of this misinformation floating around on social media?
I trust our local doctor and also my Adams Drugs pharmacist.
I just want to know if I'm taking the right medications and if there's something else I can do to help boost my immune system.
You know, the pharmacist at Adams Drugs talked with me about my medications just the other day and offered some great advice on that very thing, boosting my immune system.
Well, what did they tell you?
They recommended vitamin C, vitamin D, and also zinc supplements. It makes me feel good when I can just walk into my Adams drugstore and talk with my pharmacist about any healthcare concerns I may have. I trust them.
Well, I need to go to Adams Drugs and let them look over my medications and get some advice on how to build up my immune system, too.
Good. You'll learn to trust them like I do.
Adams Drugs, your locally owned Health Mart pharmacy, is offering even better over-the-counter pricing and high-quality products as well. Give us a call and see how we can be your healthcare partner. Visit us at AdamsDrugs.net for the location nearest you.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. The Army National Guard has taught me the value of showing respect to those I come in contact with each day. My service also allows me to be there for my community in ways others can't. I help my hometown recover after nature strikes. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country and those I care about safe from threats. I also work with a network of professionals that help me succeed and accomplish the mission. Plus, the Army National Guard education benefits make getting a higher education a reality. Being an Army National Guard soldier makes living and serving in my community more rewarding every day. Learn how you too can live and serve part-time, close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Alabama Army National Guard. Aired by the Alabama Broadcasters Association and this station.
David Little from Tucker Pecan is with us. And, buddy, it didn't take us long to get through 2020.
Wow. I mean, 2020 was here, and hopefully it is gone. And, you know, I just want to thank all the wonderful customers we have, the new ones, the old ones. You know, this year started off crazy, and it finished off with a bang. I tell you, our customers were great. They came in, they shopped. We did a lot of mail order, did lots and lots of great gifts for people. And I just wanted to thank each and every one of you from the bottom of our heart at Tucker Pecan, being such loyal customers. dollars and buying local, shopping local, and doing the things that needed to be done this year to make it through this COVID. And you know what? 2021 is going to be a great year for us at Tucker Pecan. We're going to do all kinds of new, exciting things and hopefully make next year bigger and better than ever.
Where are you located?
We're located at 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. You can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com. Or call us at 262-4470 or like us on Facebook.
And from David and the gang at Tucker Pecan, have a happy and prosperous new year.
Rick and Moe's is Montgomery's favorite bar. Come see their new look and enjoy the non-smoking Rick and Moe's. Football is on the big screens. Join them for all your favorite games. Come in early for happy hour and stay for live music Tuesday through Saturday with no cover. Try some of the latest food favorites from the Rick and Moe's kitchen like wings, butts, and brisket. Open 5 till close, Rick and Moe's is still your favorite bar for pool, darts, and video games. Celebrate with your friends at the all-new non-smoking Rick and Moe's on Watchman Drive.
Moe knows.
Don't miss the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Laughs, fun, and some priceless financial advice from Montgomery's premier asset preservationist. Weeknights at 6 on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. The cold of winter continues tonight. We'll be mostly cloudy. We should be dry for most of the overnight hours. Low temperature down to about 34. We have a storm system on the way. For tomorrow, rain is likely beginning in the morning hours. There could be a little pre-dawn mix of precipitation northwest of the river region. We're watching that. High temperature tomorrow around 50. Rain ending before midnight on Monday night. Back to dry weather, but still cold on Tuesday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
It's no accident. Brubaker Motors is 80 years strong in the car business, and we treat our customers like family. From our dealership to your driveway, it's better at brubaker.com.
The views and opinions expressed on Clearing the Air are solely those of Terry Adams and other contributors. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, its staff, or any advertisers.
Hey, welcome back to Clearing the Air. We have a bevy of phone calls. You can be included in that bevy at 272-9228. Hey, caller, thank you for holding. You are on the air.
Oh, great, great. I'll go through my points quickly and to the point.
Sure, go right ahead.
Won't ramble.
Yes, sir.
First of all, thank God that the preachers of today were not around during the American Revolution.
Amen.
Or they would have talked all the people in their congregations into being loyal to the British and just throwing Romans 13 at them and just give in, because humility is giving in to evil and such stuff as that. People need to go to clergy response team on the internet, and they will find where most of the preachers in America have been on the secret dole of the FEMA to train and tell their people to calmly march to the FEMA camps when the time comes. They're
wow.
getting paid like a stipend to do that. They can find out all about that. All right. Second thing is, I hear people about, well, we just pray, brother, just pray, as if we should just pray. They should all get saved, and they should all have a come-to-Jesus moment. Mm-hmm. And that's not going to happen, because these people have already taken the mark of the beast in their soul. And if we could look close enough, we would see it on their body.
Mm-hmm.
So they need to go to pray like David prayed. Read the Psalms and see what David asked people,
love
God,
Psalms.
To do to the wicked.
Yep.
And then also in Romans 2 and 8 and 9, after, you know, Romans, first part of Romans, where Paul talks about all the weirdos and perverts and,
yeah.
and all of that,
yeah.
then he says, tribulation and anguish upon every soul that doeth evil.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they won't pray like that. Oh, let's just pray that they'll see the light. No, that isn't going to happen.
Exactly.
Also, Galatians chapter 1, that people are so afraid to curse evil, and Paul does it. He says that those who try to teach a different gospel or a different lifestyle,
mm-hmm.
let them be accursed. Accursed.
Yep.
And he says it twice to make sure everybody understands what he's saying.
Yep.
That's my second point.
Love
my third point is on this prepping. It's like people think that oh, well, you know, I need to have 2 weeks of food or something like that. Well, go to the first prepper, who was Noah, and it says God told him, you get all the food you're going to need for the animals and for yourself.
That's a lot.
And we knew he had to have over a year's worth of food in stock. Well, that should motivate these people to get a year's worth, not 30 days worth.
Amen.
And also, you know, like Joseph. Now, can't you just see when Joseph tells the Pharaoh about the 7 years of plenty and 7 years of famine?
Yes.
And Pharaoh says, what should we do? And Joseph says, well, I don't know, but I'm going to go pray about it. Let's go seek the Lord and see what he says. You know, it just blows my mind. Yeah. And the third illustration that Jesus gave about the wise virgin and the foolish virgins, and he lays it out real plain that when the foolish people come around and want the wise people's food, he says, say no.
Exactly.
N-O.
Exactly.
But, oh, no, the proper thing to do is to help continue to feed the shiftless and the worthless so they can eat all we have and then kill us. You know, he said, no. You know, they said no, and it was Jesus giving this illustration.
That's right.
Tell them no. And then the fourth point I wanted to bring out, all this pre-tribulation hoax is a pre-tribulation rapture hoax. It is designed by Darby.
Yep.
And
that's right.
They used to call it Darby Nelson Ewing and Darby, and they designed that. I've actually read the transcript of the lass in Scotland that was having these visions, and it sounds more like that horoscope gobbledygook, what it does. And they said, and you read the book. I read the book on it. It was written a long time ago, and it records the word-for-word vision. And they said, well, this stuff will preach. Well, yeah, everybody wants to escape without having to suffer.
Exactly.
Or labor. Why would Jesus say, he that endures to the end
shall
be saved? Now, endurance.
Yep.
Endurance doesn't mean, well, you know, I just can't go get a Mac Burger today. I'm just, you know, I'm just so sad. No, endurance envisions in the Word that there will be labor and toil to succeed and survive.
That's right.
You know, and yet, well, anyway.
I'm
so
with you.
Idea, I tried to talk to them, and they said, well, you know, it could happen today. There's no prophecy that needs to be fulfilled for Jesus to return and rapture us all before the tribulation starts. And I say, well, you're absolutely right. There is no prophecy because there is no prophecy.
That's right.
About that stuff.
I agree.
And yet it's designed to get the money out of the people, that preacher, to get the money out of the people. You know, if that's true, why are they leading the church to build a $10 million sanctuary?
There you go.
Why has the preacher just bought him a new McMansion?
Exactly.
You know, and because their logic is based on possibilities rather than probabilities.
You're right.
And you say, okay, you say he could come today. Tomorrow, let's you and I meet, and if Jesus didn't come, will you confess that he could not have come if he did not come? Oh, no, he could have. He could have. Well, yeah, the moon could fall into the earth tomorrow, too. That's a possibility, but a probability is virtually nil to none.
True.
See, so their logic is totally askewed. The Bible is written in linear, deductive logic, they will not read that because they want to use illustrations and tell the story of the old drunk snatched the little car kid in front of the car, and the drunk got run over and killed. Isn't that great? Well, the drunk's still going to end up in hell. You know?
Yeah.
It just blows my mind how they go on that. Well, now, when the rapture doesn't come, and all these people have taken over the government, begin to bring in the tribulation, people come around to me and want something to eat, and I'm going to say, well, let's see here. Have you got your smartphone with you? Yeah, I got my one here. That thing's eight inches by 12 inches. Well, it's regular TV. I said, okay, when you finish eating it, then I'll give you some food. Because you chose to waste all your money on a lot of electronic gadgets you really couldn't afford instead of trying to prepare. because all societies, all religions, all of history is cycles. There's ups and downs.
That's right.
There's famine, there's feast, there's cold and hot, and it goes up. You know, the Bible says that. There's always been all of this stuff, and it always will be.
You're correct.
And at least during our lifetime, and that's all really relevant to me. I'm not really worried about what my great-great-great-grandchildren in 2050, what their problems are.
Right.
Don't tell me your problems. I've got problems of my own. You know, the way they... Anyway, so you got to be like the wise virgins. Tell them no. And
that's
then
right.
They'll try to take what you got and overpower them. And then when you got to be like David, you know, when God told him, you got to wipe out all these Moabites. You got to wipe out all these Ammonites.
You got to be a warrior.
And that's what these people are, these socialist communists. They are basically Philistines or Ammonites or something. They believe in child sacrifice like the Moabites.
Yep.
You know, and all of this stuff. So I asked one guy who was a head of a ministry, and I said, well, in the tribulation, are you willing to shoot somebody that's got the 666 on the mark of the beast because they're already destined for hell whether they're alive or dead? Oh, no, brother, I just couldn't bring myself to do that. I just couldn't bring myself to do that. So here's the answer. If God can't trust the Christian, especially the men, to defend their families to the death,
mm-hmm.
how can God trust them in heaven in the future to defend his kingdom if there's another insurrection during the millennium?
Well said.
Hey, I got one question for you.
Okay.
Are you going to call back next week?
Well, if you'd like.
Yes, do it.
Yeah, because
okay, I really enjoy the young lady that calls in that was before the hour.
Yes, Sahar.
We look forward and stay tuned, even if there's something doesn't have a great interest to us.
Sure.
We look forward and monitor it just to hear her research.
She's sharp.
We really value those who have got something to say.
Yes, sir. I do, too.
But, I used to be on the radio, you know, 10 years ago.
Yes, sir.
You know, and I've been a little two stations, you know, each week and that kind of stuff.
Right.
And I learned you need to have a concise thought written out before you ever call.
Well done. You did a great job.
Well, thank you for letting me call.
Yes, sir.
I'll try to participate in the future.
Thank you. Take
there
care.
You go. All
thank
right.
you, sir.
Thanks.
All right.
Guys, we got to hit a break late.
There's a lady
down
the street from me that just had her roof re-roofed, if you will. She had some shingle damage due to some of the storms that just passed through. She had C&G Roofing that came out and did it. Commercial, residential roof specialists. C&G Roofing with over 40 years of experience in the roofing business. Repairs from storm damage or just normal wear and tear. Call them today, 334-313-3958, and ask for George. C&G Roofing, where financing is available with approved credit.
Work is a part of all of us. We know that the world around us has changed, and that's why the Alabama Department of Labor is here to get you back to working hard. Work is a part of all of us. Let us help you get back to it by visiting your local career center or alabamaworks.alabama.gov. Funding provided by the USDOL, ETA, and Federal WIOA, an Equal Opportunity Employer Program. Auxiliary aids and services available upon request. Brought to you by this station and the Alabama Broadcasters Association.
Get a complete heating and cooling system for just $89 a month from Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Hurry and receive a $5 Starbucks gift card at your estimate. Visit calldixie.com today.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with historic low rates. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider and are only available if the provider determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/joy. That's right, free, zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/joy. That's forhims.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
At Shriners Hospitals for Children, there are a million reasons to share love. My buddy Caleb is one of them. This is his story.
Hi, I'm Caleb. I was born with brittle bone disease. I have broken my bones almost 200 times, and I have had 11 surgeries, but I didn't let that stop me.
There are a million reasons to share love, but you only need one. To learn how you can share love, visit loveshriners.org.
Hi there. Welcome back to Clearing the Air. The number here in the official Bluedale studio is 272-9228. We have a phone call. Hey, caller, you're on the air.
Hey, Lo, this is Chris. How are y'all doing?
Thanks
tonight?
For holding, Chris, buddy. I appreciate it. Good. How about you?
Yeah, pretty good. We always listen to you from time to time. And you know, like you say on Facebook, we're listening to you, but we're not letting it be known that we are listening to you.
That's fine. I'm cool with that. I understand.
Yeah. And, you know, most of my family and all are on the same mind and everything. Now, not everybody's on the same page, but other family members that I've been introduced to here lately from other friends and all that live away, you know, she's planning on tuning in and listening. But
cool.
About the last caller,
yes,
gladly call in again. I enjoyed hearing him.
I love the passion.
Yeah, he had three things and a lot of three assets of knowledge and intelligence and comedy.
Yep. Perfect mix.
Yep. So I hope y'all continue to do well, and hope everybody that whatever is going to be coming down the road, hopefully it's not going to be bad, but we've got plenty of water.
Good.
You know, they can't, unless they shut off electricity, you know, we have well water, so that ain't going anywhere.
Good. Good job.
Plenty of meat and loads and loads of ammo and guns to use it. I
there
hope it doesn't
go.
Come to that, but
me too.
We're prepared either way.
Good job.
Well, I hope everybody's listening, has a good night, and we're crossing our fingers that it didn't come to the worst, but only time will tell, right?
That's right. We'll know in the fullness of time.
All right, y'all have a good night, and then we'll hear y'all next week.
Thanks, Chris.
You're welcome.
Take care.
Bye.
See you. Wow, good call. Believe it or not, the Commons Project and the World Economic Forum have developed a company that created the Common Pass app that's intended to act as a health passport that allows users to upload medical data, such as their COVID-19 test results, or perhaps their proof of vaccination, for a health passport in order to travel. It's called a vaccine passport, and this was planned well before the pandemic of COVID-19. See, the way they're going to hold our feet to the fire is, and I want you to think about what's called the mark of the beast and what we're told in the Bible. Nothing can be bought or sold without this mark, okay? Same thing with the COVID, Certificate of Vaccination Identification, COVID. Mm. That's right. What I believe this is the mark of the beast.
Yeah.
You're going to have to be vaccinated with this DNA changing that has luciferase and other crazy stuff in it. You're going to have to be vaccinated to buy or sell anything. It's the mark of the beast, folks. Think about it.
Yeah.
That's where we're headed. These people, and I'm telling you, they're Luciferian psychopaths. I've been saying that for 6 years, and it becomes more and more evident every time they do something. It's unbelievable. Let's see. I'm looking at some need to know. Revolver, a conservative website, makes the case that Senators Josh Hawley and Ted Cruz never intended to expose the massive voter fraud in the election when they vowed to refuse to certify the Electoral College vote. The senators failed to call out the Democrats' dramatic expansion of early voting and ballot harvesting that they used to steal the election. Nor did they call out Joe Biden's victory as illegitimate. The 10-day audit requested by the senators did not allow enough time for an investigation, and nothing could have come from it. They were simply grandstanding, and they risk nothing. Ultimately, there is no one coming to save President Trump. Nobody wants to risk professional ruin, criminal prosecution, or violence. And I'm afraid that's very true. Nobody wants to step out there. They don't want to help the man. They didn't want the man to be there to begin with. And I got to tell you, it's not just the Democrats. You need to understand that. It's the Republicans, too. Look at all the ones that didn't want him in there to begin with. These are all traitors to America. They're traitors to America. Okay, something happened in New York State that we all need to be made aware of. Several weeks ago, Linda Rosenthal, a Democrat, New York State Assembly member from Manhattan's West Side, introduced a bill mandating compulsory vaccines for COVID-19. Another bill was introduced that gives the government the power, under a state of health emergency for any epidemic of any communicable disease, to remove anyone who's deemed a potential public health risk and detain them. Assembly Bill A-416 allows the governor or relevant health authorities to require people deemed potential health risks to submit to a medical examination as well as undergo a prescribed course of treatment, preventive medication, or vaccination. So if you refuse to get it, you're sitting there sleeping in your bed one night, you just turned off Tom and Jerry, suddenly your door's knocked in, the guys in the black suits come and grab you and they vaccinate you. And it's totally legal. That should scare the bejesus out of you. Because it's coming nationwide, folks. I'm telling you. See, they've been at war with us, but it's kind of been like they don't really want us to know they're at war with us. Well, they're not even hiding anything anymore. You know? They're not even hiding it. They don't even pretend anymore. It is what it is. I wrote this yesterday. I want to read it. Ladies and gentlemen, my fellow patriots, conservative and plandemians, despite the hope porn that continues to gush forth from the QAnon people, the purportedly deeply connected to Trump groups and various online MAGA... I think I read this already. Yeah. Yeah. Basically, I think the point I was trying to make there was the bigger the government, the less freedoms. And our founding fathers knew that. Here's the story that I wanted to read. I apologize for that. Democratic Senator Dick Durbin, the infamous Dick Durbin of Illinois, said Friday that, spurred by the incursion at the U.S. Capitol, he will reintroduce his Domestic Terrorism Prevention Act to clamp down on right-wing groups. The bill passed the House, but not the Senate its first time around, but Durbin is hoping for greater support in light of the incursion. Now, when BLM and Antifa burn down cities, that's not incursion. There's nothing wrong with that. But when this happens at the Capitol, that's an incursion. Let me quote Mr. Dick Durbin. After the attack on the Capitol, I hope that Congress can finally come together and do something to address this threat, he said. Efforts to focus on right-wing groups are being cheered on by the Anti-Defamation League. Right-wing extremism is a global terror threat, one that directly endangers our nation and jeopardizes our democracy. This is not an exaggeration. It is the embodiment of a clear and present danger, ADL CEO Jonathan Greenblatt wrote in an op-ed. Well, let me translate that for you, folks. Nationalists are people who love their country and do not want a new world order. They are a danger to the ones that do. Do you understand that? We are a danger to their new world order, so they're passing laws to come after us. They go on to say, Trump's presidency will end, but extremist groups and the broader movement they occupy will not just disappear. This is why it's absolutely crucial for the incoming Congress and the Biden-Harris administration to work together proactively, deliberately, and swiftly to dismantle this domestic terror threat. And also notice that Antifa and BLM, well, they're not listed in this bill. That's because they play for the same team,
right,
folks.
Uh-huh. I mean, what about left-wing extremist groups?
Oh, no, none of that. No. This bill calls for the creation of a domestic terrorism section within the counterterrorism division of the FBI, which would provide reports on the extent of domestic right-wing terrorism. What we're seeing is the start of an ideological witch hunt. I've told you over and over that the federal government has declared war on us. Well, this makes it now legal for them to do so. And if you're sitting here thinking, I'm no terrorist, this doesn't concern me, I have news for you. What they're going to do to you is going to push you into do one of two things. One, capitulate, which means you give up any dreams you may have had of creating a financially secure future for yourself. They will do this through excessive taxation and more nefarious means. Or number two, you can fight back. I'm not talking physically fighting, not just physically fighting. Because with your social media rants will be monitored. The people you hang out with will be monitored. You will be considered an enemy of the state, folks. And they have 800 different ways to mess with you. Trust me, I know this.
No kidding. They follow you 24/7.
You better believe it. And with that, we got to hit a break. 272-9228 is the number here in the Blue Bell Building.
Hey, Shannon, I think it's time we do another commercial for Greenville Foot Care.
Why?
Well, I'm leaving for college and we both have changed so much.
Good point. What do we want to say?
Hey, what are you guys doing?
Oh, we should make Steven do this one. He was just a baby the last time. It's his turn.
Awesome. Let's do this.
Wait, I don't want to do this. I don't even know what to say.
You just have to say Daddy's name and phone number.
And that they should call for an appointment.
And that there's a website now.
But I don't know any of that stuff.
You don't know Daddy's name is Dr. Brian Kelly?
Well, that part I know.
The number is super easy.
Yeah, it's 265-7580.
265-7585?
She just said that.
Okay, what else?
Tell them that your dad, Dr. Brian Kelly, is a foot doctor in Montgomery.
Tell them most insurances are accepted. And if you have a foot problem, call the number or you can now request an appointment on our website.
And the website is?
GreenvilleFootCare.com.
Okay, I think I got this.
I hope so, because we're out of time.
Don't forget to say the line.
Happy feet start here.
No representation is made as to the quality of podiatric services to be performed or as to the expertise of podiatrists performing such services.
Hey, y'all. It's Lewis at the Capitol Orchard Bar. Y'all, we're right on that beautiful Alabama River, right up the river from downtown. If you had never been here, you need to check it out. Easy to get to. Take I-65 to that North Boulevard exit. Then take the first exit. That's Louisville Street. Hit the bottom of the ramp and turn right. Then turn right and turn right again three times. Follow it to the end of the road. Along the way, you'll pass an RV park. That's right. We got a new RV park down here on the river. Soon to have a bathhouse and a washateria put in down here for our guests. And upgrading a little bit as we go. Also got river down here where you can rent you a pontoon boat and enjoy these beautiful days, these sunny days out here on the river. I ain't talking about them cold, windy ones now. But let's talk about good food, y'all. We got good guys in the kitchen, know how to grill some fish and a ribeye steak. Got a good steamer, all kind of steamed seafood, raw oysters. We'll shuck them up, do oysters Rockefeller. You can check us out at CapitalOysterBar.com. Go to our Facebook page. Y'all, we've been missing you. Get down here soon.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. The cold of winter continues. Tonight will be mostly cloudy. We should be dry for most of the overnight hours. Low temperature down to about 34. We have a storm system on the way. For tomorrow, rain is likely beginning in the morning hours. There could be a little pre-dawn mix of precipitation northwest of the river region. We're watching that. High temperature tomorrow around 50. Rain ending before midnight on Monday night. back to dry weather, but still cold on Tuesday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo here with Capital Tractor. Not a day goes by that we don't think about how blessed we are to have the great friends and customers that we do. You are why it's a privilege to come to work every day, and we thought it was important to tell you that. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
Face of the Nation, John Mellencamp. Welcome back to Clearing the Air. I am your intrepid host, an egomaniac with an inferiority complex. My name's Terry Adams, of course, the postman, the dean of the College of Celestial Knowledge, sitting in as always, co-hosting with us, with me. Wow. Well, we've kind of been talking about kind of where we think this is all going, you know. You know, our founding fathers were very, very smart men. They studied the various types of governments that had come and gone around the world. So when it was time to create this one, they chose freedom as the predominant characteristic of our constitutional republic. As I said, the size of government is inversely proportional to the amount of freedom that its citizens enjoy. Now, that's a highfalutin way of saying the more control a government puts on its citizens, the less freedom those citizens can enjoy. And to increase control over the citizenry, the size of the government has to increase. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You see, the bureaucracy in D.C. was never meant to be the Orwellian nightmare that we witness today with its tentacles wrapped around every large, purportedly private enterprise in the country. Their mechanisms of control are many. You know, they say that every day the average American unknowingly breaks at least three laws. That's how many laws are on the books. It's insane, folks, because there's hundreds of thousands of laws. It's unreal. Well, this is Frank.
Yes.
Hey, Frank.
Hey, guys. How are you tonight?
How are you doing, buddy? Good to hear your voice.
Yeah, I'm doing very, very good. Thank you. And I apologize. I didn't hear you last week when you asked me how it's
doing. No, it's okay, man. I figured as much.
I didn't hear you.
I didn't think you'd diss me.
No, I didn't hear you.
I know.
Hey, I've got a question. And then I'm going to talk about something extremely controversial if you don't mind me changing the subject.
I don't mind. We have no set topics here. You know that.
Hey, Postman, when you quoted Enoch, what chapter did you quote?
It was in the first one.
Okay, the first parable?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, let me help you out on what you guys were talking about. I think this
Please,
might help
I
out.
Please, I need some help on this.
Okay, so it's Enoch, the first parable, chapter 38. When the congregation of the righteousness shall appear, and the sinner shall be judged from his sins, and shall be driven from the face of the earth. Remember, we've talked about this before. To me, this is actually the rapture, the real rapture, not what the theologians say now. I mean, this is the actual rapture. When the righteous one shall appear in the eyes of the righteous, those who elect shall hang upon the Lord of spirits, and light shall appear in the righteous who dwell on the earth. When will the dwelling, where then will be the dwelling of the sinners? And where is the resting place of those who denied the Lord? It is good for them that they had never been born.
Wow.
They shall be kings and the mighty perish. Then shall the kings and the mighty perish and be given to the hands of the righteous and holy. And their forward, they shall be for themselves and the mercy of the Lord, for their life is at an end. In other words, God takes the sinners. He takes them off the face of the earth.
Wow.
I mean, this is different than what we talked about before, but I want to talk about something extremely, extremely controversial.
I love those.
The fact is, this may rile up a whole bunch of people, okay? But I think it's worth discussion. I'm going to back everything that I can up with the Bible, okay?
Cool.
But let me talk about Cain and Abel, okay, first. Right. And go to Genesis. Now, Adam knew Eve and his wife, and she conceived and bore Cain, saying, I had begotten the man of the help of the Lord, and again she bore his brother Abel. Now Abel was a keeper of the sheep and Cain was the worker of the ground. I think we pretty much all know the story, okay?
Oh, sure.
What happened? Now, Cain, in chapter 8, Cain spoke to his brother Abel, and when they were in the field, Cain rose up against his brother and Abel killed him. And the Lord said to Cain, Where is Abel your brother? For he said, I do not know. I am not my brother's
keeper. Yeah.
Right. Now, and then the Lord said, and now you're cursed from the ground, which has opened its mouth to receive your brother's blood from the land, from your hand. On the ground his works shall no longer yield its strength. Okay? And then Cain said to the Lord, my punishment is greater than I can bear. Behold, you have driven me away from the ground and from your face, and I shall be hidden. And I am a fugitive, a wanderer of the earth. And whoever finds me will kill me. Okay?
That's where he puts a mark.
Now remember, we're talking about Adam, Abel, Cain, and Eve.
Yeah, supposedly okay? The first, what, four or five people on the planet.
Yeah, the first four.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, Cain said, I shall be a fugitive and a wanderer on the earth, and whoever finds me will kill me.
Mm-hmm.
Who is Cain afraid of?
Exactly. Good question. That is the question, okay. Isn't it?
Yes, and then Cain knew his wife, and she conceived and bore Enoch. And when he built a city, he called the name of the city after his son, Enoch. Remember the first Enoch?
Right.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So Cain moved to Nod, to Eden, and he built a city for food, okay?
Yeah.
Now, there's a lot of theologians say, well, there's a huge generation gap in between when all this happened.
No. Nope.
Okay? Right?
Mm-hmm.
But here, you go down. Adam knew his wife again for a son and called him Seth. For she said, God has appointed me another offspring instead of Abel, for Cain killed him. Okay?
Right.
See, Seth also was born a son. His name was Enoch. Now, if you go down to Genesis 5:3, it says, Adam lived for 130 years. He fathered his son his own likeness after his image, and he named him Seth. Okay?
Okay.
So in between Abel and Cain, 130 years, there was Seth, all right?
Okay.
So who was Enoch afraid of? Now, go to Genesis 1. This is where it's going to get controversial,
okay? All right.
But I'm gonna just throw it out there.
Do it.
Because that's got some merit to it, I think.
It's got to be done.
In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. The earth was formed without void and darkness over the face of the deep. Okay, we know that. The Spirit of the Lord is hovering right over the face of the waters. And then God said, let us make man in our image.
Our image.
After our likeness. And we've talked about us, who is us, okay?
Right.
And let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and the birds of the heavens and over livestock and over all the earth and the creeping things on the earth. This is Genesis 1. So God created man in his own image. In the image God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. Okay? So God created man in his own image. In the image God, he created him. All right?
Okay.
Let me go back and read that again. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. And then male and female, he created them. All right?
Wow.
So who was him? And is that different than male and female?
I don't know.
Okay? Read it for yourself. Okay?
That's
weird. It's really, really interesting. One more time. So God created man in his own image.
Right.
In the image of God, he created him. It blew me away.
It's worded is strange.
Yes, it really is. It gets a whole lot deeper. Okay?
Okay.
If I could
please,
say so,
go
okay?
ahead. Please.
Now, and this was the evening, and there was a morning, the sixth day. So Genesis 1 on the sixth day. In the seventh day, God rest. Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and the host said, on the seventh day, God finished his work, and he was done, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work that he had done. And God blessed the seventh day and made it holy because God rested on his work and his creation. Okay?
Okay.
And he says in chapter 4, these are the generations of the heavens and the earth where they're created. Now, I've said before, Jerry and Postman, if you believe in the Bible, you cannot pick and choose.
Right.
Okay?
It's either 100%
you've
got to
believe all of it, you've got to believe none of it.
That's right.
Right?
That's right.
What does the generations mean? These are the generations of the heavens and the earth when they were created.
I don't know.
Postman?
That's a good question.
Okay.
I don't know what he's referencing.
Listen to this, and really listen to this, okay? When there was no bush in the field, I mean, we've all read this 100 times, been taught this 100 times, but listen to the word. When no bush in the field was yet in the land and no small plant in the field had yet sprung up, For the Lord God had not caused it to rain on the land, and there was no man to work the ground. Okay? And the mist was going from the land, and the mist was going from the land, and watering the whole face of the earth. Then the Lord formed the man of dust from the ground and breathed into his nostrils of life. And the man became a living creature. Okay? So two words, the man. Doesn't say Adam. It says the man.
It's like we're talking about two totally different things here.
And the Lord God planted a garden of Eden in the east, and there he put the man who he formed. And out of the ground, the Lord God made a spring in every tree and put it inside. And the tree of life was in the midst of the garden, the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Okay?
Yeah.
We all know that story.
Right.
Then it goes on to talk about all the rivers and so forth that flow into Eden. Then in 15 it says, and the God took man and put him in the garden to work and keep it. And go back and think of this. I mean, forever we've been taught Adam, Adam, Adam.
Yeah.
All right?
Right.
But it says the man and
what
put him in the
heck?
Garden to work it. All right? And then in chapter 18, then God said, it's not good that the man should be alone, and I will make him a fit. All right? It says the man again. Okay? Then it goes, says, but then it says, but for Adam, there was not found a proper fit for him. So the Lord caused a deep sleep to fall upon the man. And while he slept, took one of his ribs and formed him a rib. And formed him with flesh. And then the rib that the Lord gave had taken from the man, he made into a woman and brought her to the man. Then the man said, and so forth. All right?
Yeah.
But all this the man said. Have you ever heard of that?
No. Are you sure the wording hadn't been changed on that?
No.
Well,
reading yourself.
It's written like it was two creations.
Exactly. It's like man and Adam were not the same thing.
Right.
Uh-huh. Yes. And then you go back. And now people say, no, there's no way. And it's that. Go back to Genesis 1. Why is this in Genesis 2? All right? Why didn't it come right afterwards? So that God created man in his own image, and the image of God he created him, male and female, he created them. All right?
Right.
Who were them?
I don't know.
Okay? So I throw that out there, all right? I have several questions. The first one, who was Cain afraid of? Okay? Then who were them? I mean, all these, things you're talking about, it's just, what are the generations? These are the generations of the heavens and the earth when they were created.
That would be pre-Adamic.
I think I might be partially clear this up, because Terry, you want to take a break and then come?
Yeah, we need to. You want to hold on, Frank?
Yeah, I can.
Will you put him on hold?
Yeah.
All right, guys, we're gonna take a short 3-minuter. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Bo Goodson Real Estate School in Montgomery. If you have ever considered starting your own business, or maybe like me, had this fascination for the real estate business, then come join us. Our course covers the real estate law, agency, contracts, property management, and leases. We also discuss financing a home, property taxation, and how homes are sold in this market. Even with this pandemic, we've been showing, selling, listing, managing homes at a fast pace. Our supply is low, and there are plenty of buyers. Maybe now is the time you decide about a lifelong career of helping other people getting into a home for their family. Call us for details at the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. Online courses are also available, 551-0225, or my email, bogoodson@charter.net.
Thursday night classes have resumed. Call today.
Hey, everybody, this is Dr. Sam, and for years, close to 40 years now, Woodham's Southside Firestone has been servicing my car. It doesn't matter what happens to them, Woodham Southside Firestone just does it right the first time. Whether it's tires, they have a great selection of Firestone tires and all kinds of tires, all brand names. Whether it's an oil change, check the fluids, the wiper blades, anything from the bottom of the tires to the top of the roof, Woodham Southside Firestone has you covered, and I can't think of a better place to go than at Woodham Southside Firestone. By the way, they're going to be giving their employees off on Saturdays, so they'll be closed on Saturdays. But you know what? They need time with their families, too. Woodham Southside Firestone. They're located 1/2 mile south of the Southern Bypass on the Troy Highway. Woodham Southside Firestone. You can count on them every time. Woodham Southside Firestone. Use them today. You'll be glad you did.
All across the nation, we are here for our communities.
We're doing our part to get supplies where it's needed in order to fight COVID-19 together.
It feels good to be out there to assist our community.
I would like our friends and family to know that your National Guardsmen are always ready and always there.
Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Alabama Army National Guard. Aired by the Alabama Broadcasters Association and this station.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
Welcome back to Clear in the Air, and we'll continue with Frank. Oh, my deal, yeah. Sorry. Mm-hmm. Hey, Frank, you're back.
Hey, one thing before you know, Postman gets this thought.
Oh, sure.
And full disclosure.
Oh, sure.
I want to give this, because I've done a ton of research on it. Still not done, but this in full fairness and full disclosure, okay?
Uh-huh.
Genesis 5:3, okay? We talked about it. Adam had lived for 130 years, and he fathered Seth. Genesis 5:4, the days of Adam after his father Seth for 800 years, and he had other sons and daughters sometime, okay? Then, mm-hmm. You know.
Right.
Thus it is written in 1 Corinthians 15:45. The first man, Adam, became a living being. Last Adam became a life-giving spirit, in 1 Timothy 2:13. For Adam was formed first, then Eve. Now, was Adam a translation error of some kind?
Wow.
Okay, in that, because I've had a couple of different sources where it said Adam said the man, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Was it? I mean, I just throw it out there, but
that's
anyway,
wild.
Postman, your thoughts?
Yeah. It had to be somebody else or already here on the earth or yeah. Somebody or somebody that or another creation that God had made. Had to be. And evidence of that is when Cain killed his brother, when he went into exile, God marked him the reason why he marked him is to stop where he was going, the people from killing him.
Where was he going?
He was going to Nod. You know what Nod is?
No.
It's in the Indus Valley. It's east of Eden. That's what the east of Eden, the Indus Valley is.
Yeah, east of Eden is correct, yes.
Right.
And, so who were there?
From my research,
yeah.
I did research years ago on it. Nod was the land of the snake people.
Snake, like Nakash?
Right, the Nakash, okay. Yes. And that's where he went. And the thing was, he was afraid that they would probably kill him immediately because he was probably more human than they were.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
And then, you know, who knows? There is a question now floating around whether or not Cain and Abel were human like us.
That's
or,
right.
Or were they reptilian?
That's well, question. I know there's a lot of questions that Cain may have been. Well, let me reword that. The serpent was Cain's father.
Right.
Uh-huh. Okay. There's a lot of speculation.
Eating the apple was a metaphor for having sex.
And so.
Yeah.
And so you would surmise that in other words, he went back to where his ancestors were, ancestors came from.
Oh wow,
yeah.
That would make sense.
I don't know. Postman and Terry, a month ago, I would have said you're all full of crap. Okay, no way is that true.
Well,
okay?
I appreciate the honesty, sorta.
Well, 3 years ago.
I mean, really, I never would have believed. But after going through this and reading all this and really going through it in detail.
Well,
something's there.
Three or 4 years ago, Frank, you did tell me I was full of crap. Remember?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Anyway, I know this is controversial. I kind of get a lot of probably I'm full, you know, I'm crazy and full of crap and all kind of stuff. But anyway, I thought I'd throw it out there just as proof for thought, if nothing else. Okay.
Got it.
You know, and just you know, do your own research, like you say. You look it up and then read it.
Yeah. Exactly. Satisfy yourself.
Yeah. Well, anyway, guys, I hope you're having a great night and a good new year. And thanks for taking my call and appreciate being my friend.
You bet.
All right.
Take care, Frank. See you.
All right, we'll see you.
All right.
But you know, Terry, there's a lot of unanswered questions about where these species came from, where these snake people, these Nakash, But I did some research on that also, and it actually, what I found was that there is a lizard-like creature living on the planet at that time, and it wasn't cold-blooded like a lizard. It was warm-blooded, and the reason why I say it was warm-blooded, I actually saw the skull of this actual reptilian-like creature. And if you want to know the species, or the phylum, which phylum or group it came from, it came from a group of reptilian-like creatures that were warm-blooded, and the reason why they were warm-blooded is because their skull was diapsid. It's a two-chamber skull, just like we have, And this creature actually ascended from a lizard-like creature to walking upright as it lived on Earth.
Well, I tell you what's wild is look at all the representations of a snake-like creature. It's in our doctors, the logo with the snake. The Vatican's got that big room that looks like a snake head. I mean, it's like it's everywhere. It shows up everywhere. Mm-hmm. So apparently these things were worshipped by a certain group of humans. They were worshipped.
Yeah.
So that tells you something.
You might be familiar with it. As you were coming up in grade school, you know, studying different types of lizards or dinosaurs or whatever.
Right.
The name of the creature was Dimetrodon.
I don't remember.
It's the one.
I was
the
a little
one,
kid then.
It's a lizard-like creature that had that big sail on his back. It looked like a sail.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah. Uh-huh. That's the one.
Oh, wow.
And he actually had a two-chamber skull. His skull was diapsid, just like ours.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Yep. So you think these things are spin off of that, or they're a spin off of it, or... a lot of people think, out in the conspiracy world, or the world where I go, deep in a rabbit hole, put it that way, a lot of people believe that the dinosaurs, and I kind of think this too, we know from Enoch and we know from Genesis 6 that the Nephilim, the giants, came and they had sex with earth women. They gave them hybrid kids called the Nephilim, that they started monkeying around with genetics, mixing animals and humans and whatever and whatever. A lot of people believe that's where the dinosaurs came from.
No, that creature was prior. That creature was prior to the fall, because these entities actually descended actually came down through the gate at Mount Hermon, and I even read some literature where it said what star system they came from.
Wow.
And the article said they actually came from from the area of the Sirius star system, like Castor, Pollux.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, star systems like that, and from what I heard, from what I read, they was here like on leisure, just coming to do whatever.
This is a beautiful planet.
Yeah,
would be a great vacation
to
planet.
Get involved in some mayhem. You know, because
sure,
because this was a hunting
probably
ground.
Probably teenagers.
It was a hunting ground millions of years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh God, that's scary.
Yeah. And it still is for some species.
Well, I'm going to ask a question. You have to hold your response because we're out of time. But when we get back, I want you to think about it during the break.
All right.
The left, the deep state, they have got to get rid of Donald Trump. They will do anything. It's like they're in a hurry because they have a schedule to keep. If they don't keep this schedule, what is it they're so afraid of? What is it that's pushing them to do all this? There's something behind this. There is something big, bad, and dangerous behind this that's got them just scared, crazy scared. And there's a force behind it. And think about it. I want you to explain to everybody what's going on. There's something, and I personally think it's off planet, that's pushing them to get their New World Order ducks in a row. It's like, okay, by the time we get back at such and such year, the world is to be one, you know, one world order, one religion, da 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 da. We want it this way, do it. And